The intro riff here involves some syncopation, but can be better understood by simply remembering that the one chord and the two bass notes separate each other rhythmically in time without worrying about bar lines or drum beats. Let's look at what I mean by that. The first two notes are answered by this chord. Then the next two notes are answered by this chord. Together they sound this way. As you can see, we had a strong chord on the end of three. This is where we really begin our syncopation. This pattern is continued through both the E and the C sections. The use of F sharp minor or F sharp to B as a cadence is a little unusual for hard rock, but indicates some of Randy Rhoads' compositional sophistication.